Hello, thank you for holding, Jack. How are you doing today?
I'm hanging in there.
Hanging in there too, brother. Another day in paradise, right?
Something like that.
Yes, sir. So, company, it's a Jack's All Trade Service. Is that correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Like it.
It's Jack's All Trade Services and Precision Woodworks.
And Precision Woodworks. Okay. Did you just add the end or the Precision Woodworks or is that new?
It's been there from the beginning, but Jack's All
Okay.
Trade Services kind of has floated to the surface.
Got it. Got it. Got it. Okay. And I ran a scan online for your business. So right now you have the Google Business Profile, which is great. Your website, is it currently down?
Yeah.
Okay, got it, got it. So you had a website, and that's about it currently online. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So have you considered first page placement on Google before, Jack? Do you already know how this works?
More or less, yeah.
More or less? Okay. And you see value, right, in having your business on that first page of Google? That's something you want for your company?
Possibly, but the price is going to have to be right.
Okay,
And
okay. Go ahead.
I've had some other companies that have called up and harassed me.
I'm sorry to hear that, brother. Yeah.
You are not the first company that's called offering to help me complete my Google listing and yada yada yada. And
Right.
I had another guy out of Texas. He wanted to help me send my business to the next level. And kept insisting that, going with him was going to be the absolute best thing to do, for, $600 a month.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you right now, if it's maybe $100 a month, I might consider something. Anything beyond that, to me, that's wasted money. I'm booking 4 to 6 weeks out as it is now,
Oh, wow.
and
Okay.
it's been that way for a long time. I have not all my customers, but I have one that's already scheduled on the books for a remodel in April.
Wow. Okay. So you're already getting a good steady flow of referrals and word of mouth, right? I mean, you've been in business since 1988, so okay. So I'll get straight to the rate, but I just want to make sure I get you into the right package. So is your goal kind of like, do you want the website back up? You just want an online presence where people can find you when they do like searches for your services? Or because we have addressed and
Basically,
packages with ads too, but it sounds like you don't really need that right now, is what I'm gathering,
I definitely don't think that I need aggressive
Right. Okay.
and an aggressive plan. More of me getting the website back up is just going to be a collection of the pictures that I have done jobs before, so that when somebody asked me, "All right, let me see some examples of some of your pictures or some of your kitchens that you've done," so
You
I
can take
can
them to the
direct
site.
them to that.
Yeah.
They can go and take a look there instead of looking at little tiny pictures on my phone.
For sure.
Plus, I mean, which is, it, don't get me wrong. I mean, that's been working well for, but that was originally why I had put
A
the
website
website
out.
up, and then
Okay.
I had it up and going for, and then I had something stupid happen with between myself and GoDaddy. This is the reason
Okay.
why the And I want to, I'd like to host, I have my own server, I have all my own equipment to be able to host a website here, just, and then be able to local, it, there's software issues now.
Okay, okay. And you still own that domain? I could check if you don't know. Okay. So we can, walk you.
I own the domain up until like, I want to say 30. I think I bought it for like, I know I owned it for like the next 8 years, I think.
Okay, okay. I can look through here and check the expiration date on it. Yeah, you have it till, wow, September 15th, 2033. So yeah, so you still have it. Yeah. That's what it shows me. So, okay. So we'll be able to help you with the site. I'm going to recommend our pro package. It's our most basic, but basically what it'll do is it'll give you a custom website, which you have full access to. We can write it on your domain too. So we just send you simple email instructions on how to add us as manager. So you still own it. We're just adding on as a manager. That way we could write the content on the website for you. And the cool thing with that too, Jack, you don't have to deal directly with GoDaddy. We're going to provide you in a client dashboard a web editor where anytime you add a new photo, video, or let's say a promotion you're running, right? When you add those in your dashboard, it's going to automatically load to your website, to Google, to Bing, to Apple, and to Yahoo, all from one spot because we have it all linked, okay? It does include optimization too for 20 keyword phrases. So the way that'll help you, it's only going to be local. So that pro package targets a 10-mile radius. So it'll help you somewhat with new clients in your local area, but it sounds like everybody already knows you there anyways. So the way it's going to make it beneficial for your referrals is you could say, hey, go type in my service, bam, I show up. You know what I'm saying? Or take them to your website and, you know, it has all your photos, your description, all that good stuff on it. Okay. Long story short, that pro package, it is month to month, no contracts. It's a set flat rate. So there's no like hidden fees. The best possible rate I could get you into is $199 a month. That is our lowest package.
I'm going to have to chew on that for a minute.
Right. I know it's $100 more than what you were anticipating, right? You know?
Well, and do I really need to spend that money?
Mm-hmm.
To me, I look at my bottom line and say, well, that's going to be $200 less that I make, mm-hmm. which is going to be $200 more that I have to pass on to my customers.
Right.
And I had one person who was oblivious to the idea of the way that things, to business economics. They were like, why would you pass that cost of advertising on to your customers?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, hello.
Yeah, balance it out. Yeah. No, it makes perfect sense.
I mean, it's a business expense. How do I not pass it on to my customers?
Right.
I take my electric bill, my gas bill, my insurance, all that stuff. I wrap all that up into one little neat little package, and I say, this is how much it costs me to do business every month.
Right.
This is so, and then I have to put my wanted salary on top of that, and then I say, okay, this is what it costs to do business every day.
That makes perfect sense to me, for sure.
And she was like, well, no, why would you put advertising in? And she kept going on. No, you don't add. And I was like, I quite frankly, and it was a similar phone call to this one.
Mm-hmm.
And she was trying to get me, I think it was another Google optimization. She wanted to have me fully verified and she wanted this and that. And
yeah, there's thousands.
And it was like,
yeah, I get it.
Yeah, it was like, it was like $425 a month that she was trying to get me, and I was like, man, there is no way. Mm-hmm. And then coupled with the fact that she couldn't get it, her head wrapped around that it was a business expense, that it was going to get passed on to my customers, she had absolutely zero. She also, as far as I was concerned, she was a keyboard tapping individual that had no clue what I was engaged in or what I'm trying to accomplish, and just trying to sell me a service, oblivious to what the consequences are.
She might have been new to, I mean, so the only reason I know what you're saying is I listen to you guys, you know, because I don't own my own business. I work here for Local Splash, right? Been here 7 years, but you guys had told me that, you know, so I get it. I get it 100% what you're saying. That $199 monthly, you got to put that back on your client so it evens out, you know. Good thing is, too, is tax write-off, right? And it sounds right. Like, though, in your situation, you're not able to really take on more clients, because where this makes it really profitable is if you gain more clients from it, right? You know, but our basic, like our pro package, it's only going to target a 10-mile radius in the map section. So at least you have that. And the main thing for you is you have the website and a professional, like, look online. So that's really what you got to gauge is, hey, is it worth it for that, you know?
Well, I might want to increase the range from, like, 10 to 20 miles.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'd be willing to maybe – how much am I going to have to spend today?
It'd be $199 out the door today.
And what's that going to do?
Are you going to do for me? Sign up and running. We have it live within 7 to 14 days of sign up. Usually it's faster even. That's just what we send you in writing. We also have your directory submissions done in 7 to 10 days. So Bing, Yahoo, Apple, we have you submitted to those directories. And then for your Google listing to be fully optimized, that timeline 7 to 14 days from sign up.
Okay, and then what happens if I terminate service? All of that disappears, or?
No, great question. So if you were to cancel at any point in time, right, it is month-to-month, no contracts, you keep all the listings we created for you. So we don't, like, delete any of those. Those are yours to own, okay? We won't continue optimizing you, so your rankings will fall, but not a big deal in your situation. The website, we give you two options. You could either buy the website out at $99 and then you have to host it yourself or find a hosting like you did before, or you could pay $49 a month for us to continue hosting the website, which is just maintaining it, keeping it up and running.
Okay. let me check something.
Yeah.
All right. It sounds like something that I might be willing to entertain for a couple of months.
Okay.
But you're gonna have to give me until probably next Monday.
Okay.
Before I can pull the trigger on it. Right now I had bank account got hacked. I just started a new account.
Oh no. Okay. That happened to me once.
So I have,
had to get new cards.
I have no idea where.
Horrible.
Yeah, I have no idea where my finances are, and or even which card to give you as a payment method.
Yeah, because of the hack thing. Yeah, sorry that happened to you, man. That's crazy.
Yeah,
happened to me years
yeah.
ago. What was cool is the bank insured everything, so because they got in and they took like some money or whatever, but the bank insured it all, which I thought was cool. But what was terrible is I had to get like new cards and everything. Like it was a hassle for sure, you know.
Yeah, $38,000 going out of my bank account overnight.
Oh my Wow. The good thing, if I believe it's the same with every bank, the bank insures your money. So if it was fraud, right, which it sounds like it was, you should get all that back. Yeah.
Yeah, and they're already, the FBI's involved in everything.
Yeah, that's a big amount. You know, I think mine was like $300 or something. You know? It wasn't no $37,000. Like, that's insane, you know, for sure.
Yeah, they took a check. The best the bank can come up with so far, and then fraud investigations, a guy, I just got off the phone with him. I spoke to him last night, and then I spoke to him again this morning. The best that I can come up with is one of the checks that I wrote to somebody. They took the routing number and the account number off of it.
Made a check.
And used made an online check, and then...
Wow.
Yep.
Could you imagine... So, because I've heard other things, too. Like, some of my clients have told me, hey, that scam where... they ask for, they're not at that home and they send you a check and once could you imagine if those guys got like a real job, you know, like how much good they could do? Cause it sounds like that's like super difficult to do, you know, like it just baffles me, man. You know, it's crazy, but hopefully the FBI or the authorities, you know, catch that guy, man. So it doesn't happen to nobody else, but it's crazy.
Yeah. And then, yeah. I get probably 30, 40 calls a day. We're calling you from your TV service. We're calling you from your electric company.
Mm-hmm. I get them too outside of work. Yeah, it's just the thing they do, man. It's crazy, you know?
Yeah, all of those guys, I know it's coming. I understand that it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And I figure it kind of, like a public service, as long as I can keep them on the phone, as long as it's not physically interrupting what I'm doing at the moment, I'll keep them on the phone as long as I can, because I figure as long as they're talking to me and they're not getting anything from me, they may not be talking to some elderly person who may be a little more naive.
Yeah.
And that they can take advantage of.
That's a great way to look at it, because I just don't answer those calls, you know, because you find out real quick, and a lot of times it'll say, like, scam likely or whatever, you know, or, like, even 800 numbers and stuff. Like, I just make sure I never answer those, you know.
Oh, Johns Hopkins University call me. Yeah, what's Johns Hopkins University calling me for?
For sure. I've gotten one. I listened to the voicemail. It was crazy. They were saying legal action required, like, call now or we'll prosecute. I'm like, dude, like, I don't even have a speeding ticket, you know, like, it's just, and then I'm sure they get some people on it, you know, like, it's insane for sure. But nevertheless, I understand the situation you're going through. So, you know, take your time.
Give me a buzz back Monday and we'll see what we can do.
I'm going to shoot you a text with my direct line and extension so you have it, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then you want me to send you everything in writing via email or?
You can do that.
Okay. I promise you it'll just be the one email, okay? What is the best email address for you?
Dude, jack@jacksalltradeservices.com.
Got it. Okay, so I'm going to shoot you that email right now. It'll be titled Increase.
And make sure you get all the
Pro Package.
Yeah, make sure you get all the S's in there.
Oh, I did. Jack's. I just copied your domain and pasted it. That way I didn't mess it up. Thank God for spell check and copy and paste. You know, I use it all the time.
Right. And the reason I said that was because I've had no less than a couple of dozen people that have, what's your email address? And I'll tell them, JACKS, blah, 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 all the way to the .com.
Yeah.
And then they'll, 90% of the time, it's the double S in between Trades Services.
Trade Services, yep. Yeah, that would have got
there's two S's there in a row.
Yeah.
And they'll leave that one out and they'll go, that email bounced back to me.
Well, duh. Yeah, go, copy and paste it, you know?
Right.
Yeah. What's cool though on your, like on your website, we'll make it just clickable. So if it's like a client, right? All they have to do is click it and it just pulls their email up, you know? And that's optional too. You know, some clients want it like that, some don't. So it's up to you.
Well, I had a lot of that stuff set up when I had it run through GoDaddy, and then it just wound up becoming labor-intensive for me to go in and modify the website or add pictures or I wanted to have a link to my Facebook page, and I wanted to. I've been thinking about doing a lot of this stuff. But you know, I've got my own server. I've got my own machine that it's sitting right next to me right now. That's fully capable of hosting my own website. But being able to have the software to create the websites, and then it seems like it's like you're trying to find hen's teeth to be able to purchase a program so that you can write your own website.
Right, right. Now we use WordPress, and we have a custom website design department. So, and we give the cool thing. They added it just last year too. It's one of our kind of newer features. But we have in the dashboard a web editor, so it makes it super easy for you to make your own changes if you want. So you could be as hands-on as you want to be, you know. But a lot of clients, they'll just email or text, hey, make these changes, and we make them for you. So, like, either way, you know, but the main thing you got to keep uploading is, like, your photos, because obviously, you know, some clients use stock photos, but we'd rather use your photos so they could see your actual work. Because that's going to help you way better. Like, the only clients I have that use stock photos are, like, we work with a couple Amish clients, you know? So they don't send any photos in. We use, like, stock pictures or whatnot. And they still do well with it, you know? But for you, you're going to want to use all your photos for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and I've got so many photos of work that I've done, it's not even funny.
Yeah, and so since we do a custom website design, not like just a landing page, we don't have a limit to the amount of photos you can put on there. So what I would do is just drag them all in there, and what they'll do is they'll make it look nice on the different pages, and then from there we'll just kind of, like, once it's live in about like 7 days, 7 to 14 is what you get in writing, but take a look at it, and any modifications you want, we could do that no problem. Or you could even from your web editor, you know? So it'd be great for you.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, brother. So I'll put you in same time on Monday. Does that work for you, or?
I'm thinking so.
Okay. If you're on a job or something, I'll just leave you a voicemail, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, brother. Talk to you on Monday. Have a great weekend, okay? Yeah, absolutely.
You too now. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.